I was speaking to the family of one of the ladies who was in a mother and baby home, and it turned out that she wasn't entitled to any redress in Sligo. Now, the question you'd be asking is, why was her suffering any worse or any less off than any of the rest of them? I think the redress itself was a bit of a sham. It was trying to kind of pay people off quickly, and the same with every redress that has came before it. You're not allowed to speak to newspapers or speak publicly about your circumstances or what happened in the mother and baby homes. And we have to remember it was a traumatic time for a lot of mothers, single women, where they were doing slave labour and were getting abused emotionally, physically and sexually. You know, when you look back on the history of that, the last maybe 70 or 80 years, like, I think the last laundry only closed sometime in the late 80s. You know, it's not that long ago. Or maybe even in the 90s, but it's the pain and suffering that people went through, they still have to go through it now again, because some of them are being left out of the redress. And I think one of the things one of the councillors said is that the burden information that's coming out this month or today, I think there's going to be a severe issue with that, because a lot of the records that they have are probably wrong. The information on it is wrong. I know my dad's information was completely wrong, and his sister's information was completely wrong. It said that there was no siblings on it. So I think it's trying to find the right information for people, because there's going to be a lot of confusion when people get stuff and it's not the real names or right names on it. So I think there's going to be a lot more coming out of this than they think.
And in terms of the redress scheme, is it a case that you want all survivors to be included in it, no questions asked?
Well, there's going to have to be questions asked about some things, but I think anybody that went through any sort of institutionalisation upbringing should be entitled to redress from the mother and baby homes, because again, there's not too many people who was in it. I don't know if you look at any of the programmes or the documentaries, I'd look at them, and to see how people ended up going into broken homes, broken families, broken relationships, it kind of just suffered on through all their lives. And then in turn, their children or daughters had to suffer on as well. So I think everybody should be entitled to redress. Of course, some will be entitled to more than others, but I still think people that were in institutions in any county nationwide should be entitled to it.